This is Sarah Machen for Phoenix FM, and I'm at the Zinc Art Centre in Chipping-Ongar. And I'm with the centre's director, Sonia Cakebread, the marketing officer, Ryan Lightfoot, and Adam Walterton, the centre's head chef. Sonia, thank you very much for having me. What kind of activities can visitors enjoy here at the centre?
Zinc Arts Centre has a mixture of different activities. We are an art centre that serves for the community, so it's in a space where community groups can hire rooms and do their own venue. So we have things like Bounce Fit, which is apparently the newest craze in Keep Fit on trampolines, Zumba, we have a fit club, we have a children's holiday activity during the summer holidays. We also run our own AQA accredited education courses for young people and adults who may need alternative education. So that could be adults and young people who have learning disabilities or disabilities, mental health service users, or those that where education has probably not been able to meet their needs. We also have at Zinc Arts a state-of-the-art theatre, which is hired regularly by different companies to put on dance performances. But we also, our theatre turns into a cinema. So people can hire out the cinema for birthday parties, but we also run our own cinema events. And in particular, we run an autistic-friendly cinema. So that would be a cinema where there's no flashing lights, that there's the sound is levelled, and also that there's beanbags, so it's comfy. It's a place where if your tension levels are at different varying times, you can run around, you can do some art. So it's a real friendly, it's not just for people who have autism and may need sort of different access, but also just for young children. That sometimes it's really hard to go to a cinema, isn't it, and you know, not be sit still for 2 hours and watch a film. But here you can do that and know that you can run around in a safe space and have some fun while you're watching a film. And we also have our cafe here, which is open 6 days a week. We pride ourselves in cooking home-cooked foods, healthy alternatives, and also our food is varied in that we offer so we have Korean chicken, Asian salads, and all different things, so you can come in and have a bit of a surprise with that.
Adam, perhaps you could tell us a bit more about the food that's on offer here.
Everything that we do here is, well, 90% of the stuff we do here we make on premises, so we use local suppliers. We try and do the healthy options. We have gluten-free things, dairy-free things, so we try and cater for everybody. We try and keep the costs down as well, so if people come out for lunch, you can have something that's not very expensive but good for you, healthy, and just some maybe something a bit different that you won't get at the sandwich shops down the road.
So as well as being an art centre, it's a lunch venue as well?
Yes, that's what would be really nice, try and get people in here for lunch, because our menu is quite vast with specials every day. But it would be nice to try and get people down here for lunch rather than down the high street where there isn't, you know, same old sandwiches.
It's really nice as well because the environment, it's a historic environment. This was originally built in 1901 as an old Victorian school, poor school for Hackney, and you can tell that. You walk in here and you can feel the vibe of the old Victorian school, and we've got artwork up everywhere that people can look at. We also have free Wi-Fi, so you know, people can come along if they're sort of, you know, passing through, want a cup of coffee and check their emails. Ongar's notoriously bad for internet, so a lot of people do come here and just sit with their laptop and go, right, I'm going to do some work, because we've got quite good Wi-Fi.
So a huge amount of things going on here. How is the centre funded?
As an organisation, as a charity, the charity work that we do, which is a lot of our charity work is working with disadvantaged, vulnerable adults, children, young people, and that work is funded through, we will send off funding applications to sponsors and trusts. So for instance, we've just finished a 3-year project with Comic Relief, in which we got £120,000 over 3 years to work with young people with poor mental health in secure and non-secure settings, using arts as a hook to aid recovery, build confidence and self-esteem, etc. So that work works like that, but we all know it's such a tough climate at the moment. Everybody's looking for funding. Funding has decreased substantially. And we pride ourselves in that we are a much more sustainable organisation. So we're able to... So we charge for work that we do, but charges are at a basic charge, so it's just much more sustainable.
And all that money obviously gets ploughed back into renewing the services.
Yes, so we're a not-for-profit organisation, so if we was to make any profit, that would then go back into any event or project that we was doing out in the community. We work all over Essex and actually all over the South East, so we do a lot of work in Norfolk and Norwich and Cambridge, but our heart is we are an Essex organisation. In particular, we are an organisation that is working with Epping Forest and Brentwood, so really sort of identifying with those communities.
And it sounds like quite a unique organisation, that perhaps what you offer residents they just can't find elsewhere locally.
Yeah, I mean, as a centre, I mean, so we, you know, we have the beauty that we have the local community booking events here, so they are identifying what they need and bringing it here, but also encouraging people to come and talk to us about the kind of things that they want, what they'd like to see. So, for instance, there was we identified that a couple of people had been coming in and saying, oh, you know, you're an arts organisation, you're not doing art. We do lots of art, but it's about the different kind of arts that different people are wanting. So we have started a life drawing course. It's in its second term now. We get about 10 people coming. It's lovely, it's gentle, it's in the evening, so people that go to work are able to come in the evening and take part in a class with like-minded individuals and learn new skills.
And what kind of activities do you have planned for the coming months?
So at the moment we've got our summer school activities, which there's I think over 20 different courses that are happening in that school, and that actually caters for some of the people that we specified earlier. We talked about people who maybe have a disability or health, mental health service users. They can come down. It's only £20 for a whole day's session. There's graffiti, filmmaking, animation, music, catering. There's so many options available, and our cafe are even providing a free lunch in that cost. We've also got a Groupon offer that's just gone live a few days ago. That one's available to everyone, and you can come down, get involved in activities that are graffiti based for 2 hours a day, and that's something that we're really excited to put on as well. Open to everyone. Everyone wants to get involved.
Is the graffiti a new thing for the centre?
We've done graffiti in the past, and it's always been something that's highly kind of enjoyed. Lots of people talk very highly of it, so it's something we like to put on and bring people back to get involved with.
And how long has the centre been going?
So Zinc Arts has been in the centre since 1997. We originally came in under the name of Theatre Resource, and we had a rebranding in 2011 that went live, so we're now Zinc. Yeah, since 1997 we've been in the building. We had our major refurbishment in 2011, where we added our residential block and theatre. And if you come down and see the building, you'll see lots of new little bits added on that work really nicely with the historic site of the building. I think it works really nicely. The building's got a beautiful feel about it. You can really feel that there's some history here and things that have gone on. And luckily, you know, there used to be a boarding school as well, so just behind you can see we've got some lovely great big massive windows where you can see the old boarding houses, and it's just a beautiful place to come and have a look at.
In terms of your funding then, is the centre under threat?
No, Zinc Arts is not under threat. We've adapted and changed with the times. Instead of being an organisation that has actively sought funding in order to deliver the work that it does, we have now changed ourselves into a much more sustainable organisation. For example, previously, for every pound that we bought into the organisation, 82% of that was funded. Now it's 82% of that is self-sustained money. So that's through the cafe, through the activities that we run. So we feel that we've moved with the times and we're not under threat at all.
In terms of fundraising, I mean, we also put on our own events and stuff to try and generate money. For example, in October on the 21st, we've got our own in-house fire walking event, which anyone can request a pack from, either online or at our reception, raise money themselves, as long as they raise £125 and they can take part. So that's something we're really looking forward to. All the staff are getting involved as well. I'm taking part myself. It's like I've never done. Scary, but very exciting. But we also have a Just Text Giving page set up, which anyone can donate money for Zinc at any time. And all they need to do is pick up their phones, text Zinc 36 to 70000 with how much they want to donate. And that's something that's always ongoing, and anyone can donate to us that way.
Sonia, Ryan and Adam, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. It's lovely. Thank you.